some of us fear speaking the truth at work because doing so can actually backfire. But what if you were fired for speaking the truth? That's exactly what happened to Jennifer Say, former Levi's chief marketing officer. And today she's founder of XXXY Athletic Wear for female athletes. Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts and ambiverts, where we reveal the secrets of charisma and communication that A-listers use, and we teach you to get the recognition and the opportunities you deserve. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. Take note that we now release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Today is Friday, so we're having an A-list charisma secret. We're going to discover how Jennifer Say's charisma transforms leadership. We're getting insights from a Levi's executive who was fired for speaking the truth. Now, just to be extremely clear, Jennifer Say got let go from Levi's because she spoke up about the effects of COVID school closures, which clashed with the company's official position. And we know now, and some of us knew then, that closing schools for so long was not good for children. And even though she believed that reopening schools was crucial for children and their families, her outspokenness ended up costing her job. And that shows how tough it really can be to juggle your personal convictions, being authentic with corporate values, especially in crazy times like we had with COVID. While technically she did resign, but she was forced to either resign, get fired. The only way she could keep her job would be to keep quiet about the school closings, which she refused. So let's take a look at how Jennifer Say is a charismatic communicator and leader. So number one, she is really good at crafting a vision. So she spearheaded Levi's denim brand revitalization project, envisioning a future where Levi's reconnected with its heritage while embracing modern innovation. That's a challenge that all heritage brands face. Imagine Levi's, I believe, is a 100-year-old plus brand, but she was able to come up with a clear vision, inspiring people to rally behind it, which resulted in the successful launch of many new product lines and marketing campaigns. And as a result, we're still buying Levi's 120 years after the birth of the brand. So she's able to craft a clear vision. Like other charismatic A-listers, she embraces authenticity. She has this amazing groundbreaking initiative called XXXY. She's both on Twitter and Instagram, and I think it's XXXY Athletics. But she's dedicated now to empowering female athletes, and she collaborates with her company with female athletes to co-create performance-driven activewear that not only enhances athletic performance, but promotes body positivity and inclusivity. And she's helping female athletes to express their authentic selves and to redefine standards of beauty and athleticism in the sports world. You may not know this, but Jennifer Say was actually a gymnast growing up. And as you know, I'm just going to hit some of the highlights of how being an athlete helps you as a leader and a communicator. So if any of you listening were athletes in school or younger, or maybe you're an athlete now, let me remind you of these skills that you have in your favor that you may have forgotten about. Like, you have resilience, discipline, you know, working at the gym all those hours, showing up when you don't want to. That definitely gives you confidence as a leader. Athletics also teaches you goal setting, achievement. You can be a little bit too perfectionist sometimes, but you become very strategic because you're focused on achieving a goal and you learn to focus on what works and what doesn't, and that makes you strategic. Her specific sport, which was gymnastics, also helped foster teamwork and collaboration. I would think most sports do that, maybe not marathon running, but she knew that it's not just about individual performance, but it's teamwork also. And that helped her at Levi's and in her new company. And of course, performance under pressure. So another aspect of Jennifer says charisma is that she's very team focused. She is into team empowerment, and she definitely practiced this at Levi's. She fostered a culture of trust and inclusivity. She encouraged employees to take ownership of their projects and contribute innovative ideas. For instance, under Say's leadership, Levi's launched employee-driven initiatives like Design for the World program, where staff collaborated to create sustainable and inclusive fashion solutions. That's the opposite of being a micromanager, really shining the light on your team. Number four, master dynamic communication. Like Jennifer Say is a firecracker. She's very dynamic. She helped Levi's brand renew itself. She's given many keynote addresses at industry conferences. She's done a lot of social media appearances. Well, back in the day with Levi's fans. And now she's just now starting. And I mean, this company is brand spanking new. You're getting the latest here at the Speak Up podcast. So she knows how to communicate with people to drive community and customer loyalty and engagement. And that results in business growth and market relevance. So let's sum up the Jennifer Say way to having leadership charisma. Craft your vision. What is your vision? Where does your company, where do you think it needs to go, or your team or your area? That's what's going to inspire commitment and goals. And that's what it's going to give you courage. And that's what's going to help you speak more clearly, is when you have your vision clear. Number two, have courage to be authentic. Connect with people on a personal level that helps you be able to share things about yourself. And, you know, I think realizing that getting fired is not the worst thing that can happen to you. I think losing trust in yourself when you're not being true to yourself is much worse. So even if you have a belief that's not politically correct, it's not like you can go around, you know, trying to cram it down people's throats, but you want to be authentic. Number three, empower your team. It's not about you. And especially if you're an introvert, it helps us to shine the light on what our team is accomplishing and focus on them and their success. And then that light reflects back onto you as the leader. So you can speak up more often and more forcefully on behalf of your team and their accomplishments rather than just talking about your own accomplishments. And number four, master dynamic communication. That means don't be monotone. Don't be holding it back. Like, be all in. Have passion, conviction. Try to leave an impact. Encourage action. It's not just about giving a weather report or a book report. It's about making things happen. So I personally cannot wait to see what happens with this brand XXXY. Be sure to check it out. Thank you for being here. Happy Friday. If you're not getting our weekly communication dispatch, please, without delay, visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up A-list. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday. Bye-bye.